4DJC.
Good morning, Jerry. How you doing?
How are you?
Just lovely. I was just listening to some of the QSOs going on the HF, and really wasn't anything going on that interested me. There's a few nets on 20, and 20 meters. But anyway, I'm just messing around with the radios here. What are you up to?
Upstairs here to get away from all the TV blather downstairs, and had the termite guy come in this morning, got all that stuff put back, and the barrier sprayed, got the yearly termite renewal thing. Kind of toasty outside today, though. It's going to be pretty warm this afternoon. It poured in rain here this morning, though, about 5 o'clock, maybe 4:30 or 5 in the morning. Pulled me up.
I don't know if we got any rain here or not. If we did, it must have been a light rain, because I was awake. I woke up every hour from about 3 o'clock on. Yeah, I'll lay on one shoulder and it'd be hurting and wake me up, and then I'll lay on the other one and it'd start hurting and wake me up. So I try to lay on my back, because of my sleep apnea. And so anyway, this is the way it goes. Yeah, it looks like I'm gonna get my tennis matches in today. I got a 4:30 and a 6, so they were predicting a possibility of rain, but I think they've had to change that.
Clearing up a little bit here. The sun's been out off and on for the last hour or so here. And, I meant to tell you, too, you were talking about that interference you were experiencing over there near Batewood and Congaree. I went through there. It must have been Friday. Yes, last Friday, I think. And I had my radio with me. I turned it on. It was my handheld now, so it doesn't, I didn't have an outside antenna. Anything, no kind of interference on mine. But, again, it may be because they didn't have an external antenna.
It's just that one spot, and it's just, I don't know, maybe 100 feet of my travels. So, I'll have to live with it. I have to live with it anyway, because it takes somebody smarter than me to figure out what it is, but it's not that big of a deal. And the nice thing about it is the repeater. When somebody's on the repeater talking, the repeater, overpowers it. So, it's just annoying when you're listening and there's somebody on the repeater. Boy, it is loud. So I just mute my radio and get through it, and then unmute it again.
So what kind of radio, mobile, you running there?
The ICOM 2730. It's a 2 meter 440 dual bander. It's got the detachable face on it. That's the reason I wanted it, because I can put the radio under the seat and just have the face of the radio up, up in the up on the dash there.
Use one of those RJ45 cables just to plug into the side. Like a lot of them use that. If you have any trouble with it, it may be coming from that. Maybe coming from that remote. The remote wiring, maybe, and you might want to wrap it through a Toro order a few times to see if that helps any.
Thought about that. It does use that real thin cable. I don't know what the number is on it, but it's surprised me when I got the antenna how thin the cable was. It's at least half, if not more, the diameter of the RG58, and which is what I'm used to. But it's a diamond antenna, and that's what it came with. And so, you know, and it works great, so I have no complaints.
Talking about necessarily the coaxial, I was talking about the remote cable to the from the radio, you know, from the radio to the, you know, to the, you know, detachable front panel. Sometimes they're, I know several of them put you know, RF chokes that you can wrap around. You just kind of clip on those things, and that to keep any interference from coming in on that. That may be a possibility because the 2730 is a really, really good radio. I mean, this is, you know, for dual band, this is as good as anything else out there, in my opinion.
KP4CBA. Yeah, I really like it. Yeah, I'd recommend it to anybody. It's, And I just bought another ICOM for the house here, the 2300H, and man, I just, you know, I love this radio. So it's the receiver is a lot more sensitive, and I can hit the repeater on low power. So that radio I had, that old Kenwood, it must have had some serious problems because. I wasn't hitting the repeater very well, and it didn't receive very well either.
I wish I'd known you were looking for a 2300H. I had one I've been trying to sell off and on here. I don't really need it now since I got this 705. But it is a good radio, though. It's got a lot of power to it. The only thing about them, if you run them on 65 watts, they tend to get a little warm since they don't have a fan on them.
That. I don't like that part, but I try not to run it on high power, and I may put a fan on the back of it if I can find one, because it does get warm, especially if you're you know, running it on 65 watts, which I don't generally do that, but anyway, but I really like it. Yeah, I heard you were selling one, and how much it was, it really made me sick, but I've had this for about 3 months, I think, 2 or 3 months, so, but and that was the other day was the first time I heard you had it for sale.
Thanks. You know, a few months ago, I decided to sell it, then I decided not to, back and forth. I like having a spare. It does have a really good receiver on it. You know, it's got a great receiver. All the time I run 65 watts usually is when I'm trying to get into the Mount Mitchell machine. I have a hard time getting into it solid here without. The receiver is just fair on it, but at my location, but I can usually get into it pretty solid with 65, but normally I don't run it. Maybe, I don't remember whether it's 10 watts or 25. I can get into most anything with 25 watts from here to the house with it. But I've got a Pastron 18 amp power supply. You know, the thing about the ICOMs is they don't run a lot of, even 65 watts, they don't run about 13 amps out. I mean, don't drop about 13, so you don't have to have a big power supply for me. That I've never had the, even running 65 watts of mine, I have never had the power supply fan come on.
Oh, Mike. Oh, man. What a dummy. Yeah, I've got an Astron. It doesn't have a fan on it, but it runs pretty cool all the time. I touch the fins back every now and then, and they're just very slightly warm. You can't really, they're almost room temperature, so it's a RS-35.
This is just an SS. This is a slimline version of their power supply. This SS SS18, I think is what it is. It'll run 15 pretty easy, but 13 amps is, it'll actually go to 18, but 15, it'll do continuous duty at 15, I think. But I don't have a problem. It never gets warm. As I said, the 2300 actually, they got a new radio out that's coming out that's replaced. I don't know where it's going to replace it, but they got a new one out, a modern band that's got that same LCD display like the 2730 does. It's just a modern band, 2 meter rig.
And who's coming out with that?
Announced it. They announced a dual band rig too, but it's a dual band HT, but it's one of the direct conversion receivers, and those things are not the best for, adjacent interference. They got a lot of, theirs are pretty good, but still, if you got a lot of activity in the area, they'll kind of bleed over on receive sometimes. But the new minor band, it looks identical to the 2300H, with the exception of the front plate is kind of, instead of having an amber or green, it's got that same display as the 2730.
Just when you think you purchased the latest and greatest, they always come out with something else. But anyway, but I'm real happy with my radios, the 7300 and this 2300 here. And and the one in the car, the 2730. So I can't complain about any of them there. What they're supposed to do and doing it well.
You're picking up a 2730 some time back as a dual bander, just to keep upstairs maybe. But the radio is reasonably, it's not too terribly expensive, but ICOM charges about $50 extra for the mobile mount bracket. It does not come with a radio anymore.
Is that mine just lays under the seat. It doesn't slide around. There's really not a whole lot of room for it to slide around, and it seems to stay put. So of course I guess I think that the I can't remember if it's the antenna or the, I think it's the power wire. Doesn't have a lot of play in it. So it's probably holding it in place. I don't know if that's starting off or slamming on brakes, but anyway. But I've got a Motorola. I'm gonna big Motorola speakers plugged into it as an external speaker, so I can hear more clearly what's going on, especially in that loud Mustang.
For that matter, it's got a 2730 has a fan on it, if I remember. And for that matter, you could just use your mechanical heat, you just rig you up something there to sit it around to keep it from sliding around, for that matter, because it doesn't really get it away from the carpet. It doesn't get that warm, and with the fan, I don't think it's a problem anyway. They said the ones that have fans don't seem to get very hot. But like I said, that's the only thing I wish it had, which the 2300H had, was a fan. And it looks like the replacement is not going. It's going to be. It looked to me like I looked at it online. They had originally shown it in the HRO catalog, and they had blotted it out. They got a new catalog coming out this month, I think. It blotted the mobile and the HT out of it, but I'd already seen it online. Somebody had already leaked it online. And as I said, it just looks like it's going to be a replacement for the 2300. But, it looked to me like it's not virtual. It almost looked exactly, the front face of it was kind of curved a little bit like the 4100 is. And I think they're going to drop the 4100. And since they got the 2730, then they got the 5100 their dual banders got the sky has the detachable face, like your 2730 does.
Yeah, and mine does have a fan. I can barely hear it if everything's quiet in the car, like I'm sitting at a traffic light. I can hear it come on, so I know it's there. And I've never actually checked the radio to see how warm it was. I guess I should do that. Like when I get back to the house, I can just reach under there and grab hold of it. Hopefully I won't have to let go of it in a hurry.
For DJC Freddy, well, David, I don't think I've ever recalled anybody complaining about that. It's running hot. The only ones I've heard is occasionally just about the 2300, and I think some of the Yazoos, they don't have the fans on them, are prone to get pretty warm, too. But, my experience with the Yazoo mobiles, they make a pretty good mobile, but not 440. The ones I've owned in the past, okay, you hear this click, and it's like a relay clicking in them or something. It's kind of annoying if you're mobile, you won't hear it, but if you're in the house or something, it's just annoying as heck hearing that thing click every time you key it up. It doesn't do it on computers, it just does it on 440 for some reason, so... whatever reason, but I used to really enjoy Kenwood stuff. I've owned a bunch of Yazoo stuff, but I've got nothing but Icom stuff now. I've been pretty happy with them since the 2300 menus are the same on all the Euro radios. I do wish they'd upgrade the 5100 to the 5200 and have a color display. That'd be pretty nice.
Yeah, well, I guess I haven't been looking at any radios lately, and I've been having so much fun with these, and so I really haven't been keeping up. Sounds like you've been looking at them a lot more than I have. But I guess if I get bored with FT4 and FT8 and sideband and 2 meters FM, 2 meter 440. I guess I'll find something else to do. There's several other things in ham radio I'm curious about, but I'm just happy as a pig in slop, as my grandmother used to say.
Probably 99% of it covering what you got already. And the only thing missing would be maybe 2 meter sideband, but that's another rabbit hole to get down to. And it's just, you gotta have a lot of power to be effective on it. You also gotta have a pretty good sized tower to have a 14 or 15 or 16 or whatever element beam too. So it's just too cumbersome for most people to deal with. But I've enjoyed D-Star some. I've got both the radios I've got, run D-Star, and I've enjoyed that some. That's kind of, everybody says it's not radio, but I enjoy it anyway because I can listen and talk to contact friends all over the world on it that are on the reflectors. But anyway, it's just me. I haven't been getting out that much anyway, so it's been enjoyable. Listen, I better run. I think my wife's ready to get grandma something to eat. So today's our fish day. We're gonna go down to the local fish place here and get us some shrimp and some other stuff, I think, today. Good talking to you. Sounds like you're relaxing and having fun. Hopefully, it'll be enjoyable for you this afternoon when you swat the ball around some. But I'll be clear after you're final, David. N4DJC.
Good talk with you as always, and y'all enjoy the shrimp and whatever other seafood there. Shrimp, fried shrimp's one of 73 is there, and we will talk to you later. N4DJC, KP4CBA, clear.
Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Yankee X-ray, radio check, over.
Radio check, you're sounding good, KP4CBA.
Affirmative on that radio check, thank you, sir. KO4ZYX, clear.
KO4ZYX, KP4CBA. Have a good one, 73.